producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. 8.
Coming to you live from the sunny Southside Fargo. Well, not so sunny today, but I got some really great news about the weather, the changing weather anyway. I'm your host for the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, and it's not so sunny now, but the weather promises to warm up significantly. I mean, here in Fargo, we're going to get up into the 40s. This week out in Tioga, the same. So that's like t-shirt weather around here, right? I was looking at the National Weather Service, and the 7-day forecast, we have anywhere from 33 degrees to 41. 41 beautiful degrees here in Fargo, North Dakota by Friday. So if you got something planned, I'd plan it on the weekend because it promises to be a very, very nice, mostly sunny 41. Out in Tioga, it will be mostly sunny and 38 degrees on Friday. And, man, you can't get mad at that. That's pretty awesome. Got a pretty good show for you lined up for you today. One of the things we're going to talk about on today's show is something I had a pretty heated a debate about on 6:30 Point of View on Friday, and throughout the weekend this debate has been pretty much alive and well, with well over 100 comments on my social media about this. And most of the folks on my social media, you know, are common sense folks. They're people that see through all of the lies and the misinformation that's out there. The issue that I'm talking about is, I'm positive you know, that the Minnesota High School League has adopted this new transgender policy. And when I first heard about it, it kind of left me scratching my head, because I'm like, you know, are there like tons of kids that, you know, are self-identifying, you know, outside of their nature prescribed, the God prescribed gender, and they're trying to, you know, play sports, and folks are like shutting the door, and there's not. I mean, there simply is not. And as a matter of fact, a very liberal of sight puts the number at right around 5 students in the entire nation that wants to do this. Now, so, you know, you're thinking about that, and you're like, well, you know, maybe it's not that big a deal. And then you start digging into the sausage, and you see what's going on, and you're like, wow. And it's always like this. With any of these feel-good policies, there's always an ugly, ugly underbelly of it. And if you have an opinion on the new transgender policy that they're going to be implementing for high schools out there in Minnesota, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, extension 1, you know, you leave it on the rant line. But the more you dig into it, the more troubling it becomes. A lot of the things that we were being told were just outright lies. And we're going to have Michelle Lentz on later on to explain some of this. And she's with the Minnesota Child Protection League, and she's the state coordinator, Michelle Lentz. And she's going to talk about the Minnesota High School League's opening of sports to students who consider themselves transgender. And all of the lies, there are. Do you know the 5 lies that have been told about this policy? And if you don't, you're definitely going to want to tune in at 8:30 because that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, over the weekend, I put up a post, and basically, I don't know how many folks know this. Fallon Fox, it's a transgendered UFC fighter. Now, this is a guy who fights women. So you think that the left would be all over this thing, but he's a guy. He says he's a woman, even though he's a guy. And he drew a slew of controversy over whether or not fighting in the women's division was fair. Now, keep that in mind. This is a guy who identifies as a woman, and he is fighting women. So he KO'd another female fighter. She suffered a concussion, broken orbital bone, and she had to have like 7 staples in her head. Now, she said, and her name was Tamika Brents, and she said she had never felt that kind of strength from a fighter before. She felt overpowered by Fox's strong grip. And this is the policy that we're going to implement. Not so much the UFC fighting and that sort of thing, but what this policy does is it allows boys who identify as girls to play girl sports. And it has me asking the question, how is that fair? Or is that fair? Do you think that that's fair to have a guy playing girl sports? And I say that because it doesn't matter what you think. A male's bone density is more. It's a lot more dense than a female's. Same with his muscle mass. He's stronger, faster, and in my opinion, he has an unfair advantage when competing against females. And that it makes absolutely no difference, in my humble opinion, and science makes no difference what parts he chops, what hormones he injects, what gender he feels like. He's going to be a male. He has an unfair advantage. I mean, think about that. You're not making the grade, you know, male football. So you go over it into the, I don't guess a lot of schools have a female football, but say it's basketball or volleyball or hockey or whatever. And you have a male playing that sport. Now, it doesn't matter, you know, how effeminate that male is. There are certain scientific facts that say that he has the advantage there. And he's going to be playing against your daughter. Who do you think is going to get the MVP? In my humble opinion, it's a no-brainer. Not to mention, and I was reading, and I probably shouldn't do this, but I was reading the Huffington Post. And even in that post, they're championing this whole new policy coming out. And in that post, I spotted like 5 different discrepancies, not the least of which is the fact that they said everyone voted yes. Everyone didn't vote yes. There was one no vote, even though that in itself is a travesty. But even little details like that, they get wrong, and it's all propaganda. It's all to show the folks that everybody is on board with this when anything but that is not the truth by any stretch of the imagination. There was tons of pushback on this. Most of the parents from most of the polls that I saw were anywhere from 70% to almost 90% against this. Yet these folks voted for it. It is unreal to me. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, I tell you, it's just crazy everything that's in the news here, especially with Minnesota. I mean, these people have lost their minds over there across the river. I'm telling you, this whole twisted business of the transsexual, agenda and the homosexual agenda is just out of hand. I mean, that's not to mention, locker rooms and showers, and they were also talking about implementing the statewide, weren't they, about the, males, if they feel that they're a woman, they could use the girls' bathroom in public places,
yeah,
not just schools? I mean, it's insane, man. It's twisted. God made male and female, fish, birds, female insects, male and female plants. I mean, you think there's a pattern?
No. You have to take God out of the equation for this to make sense. And you know what? When you know you're living in an insane society, when a kid can sue a high school for not letting him use the girls' bathroom and win a $75,000 settlement in damages. Think about that. And that actually happened out there in California. This guy sued because he couldn't use the girls' bathroom. And he won.
And you know something, Leon?
He won damages.
And you know something, Leon? That is just going to open up a whole nother can of worms also as far as pedophiles. You know, that was,
yep.
Geez, you know, that makes it so easy for a pedophile, you know, to say, yeah, I think I'm a girl, and be able to go in the restroom somewhere where my wife or my daughter is using the restroom. I mean, that makes me furious.
It's pretty nuts. Thanks, Bob, for the comments. Larry, hang on the line. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora, root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together, but we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is the Common Sense Club from sunny Southside Fargo. Going to be 41 degrees by Friday. I'm a little optimistic. I hope my optimism is not misplaced, but I think that's going to be pretty cool. That's T-shirt weather around here. That's shorts and T-shirt weather anyway. We have Ellen Radner and Blankita Cullum on this morning to dispense a little common sense for the Common Sense Club. I want to welcome both ladies to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning. Sounds like a
good
speech weather out there.
Oh, it is. I plan on whipping off the turtleneck and running around. No, I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be doing that anytime soon. But by Friday, 41 degrees. I love it. I love it. A couple of things over the weekend that's got me smiling. As a matter of fact, down there in Louisiana, my home state, Senator Mary Landrieu was defeated. And I know, Ellen, you're probably going to have problems with that, but I think it's a good thing, and I think it shows.
Well, you know what? Your folks in Louisiana, or Louisiana, as we say in Mississippi, you better look at what you wish for, because it's not going to be pretty.
You don't think? And that's what I want to.
It's real pretty. And can anybody just say, BQ, you predicted 9 Republican senators, and it came to fruition?
Yes, you did, you evil person, you.
Oh, wow.
I know. Isn't that nice? And the other thing is, I think the Republicans were angry, but the Democrats, they sold her out at the last. They even pulled her advertising. The only person that really, from the Democratic Party, that held a fundraiser for her was Hillary Clinton, but it was in New York.
And that's what I want to talk about. I want to ask both of you, do you think that Hillary Clinton and even Obama at the end, them coming to her aid helped or harmed her? And what does that say about Hillary in 2016 if she couldn't take...
I don't think Hillary Clinton has made up her mind one way or the other. And I think that what Hillary did with Mary Landrieu was basically could say, look, I paid you back, but I'm not going to your district. I'm not going to have pictures of me and you out there on the campaign trail. And basically, Obama didn't want to go out there because she was going against him on Keystone and on Obamacare. The Democrats saw that the writing was on the wall and they were going to flush her, so they didn't care. They, you know, which was more or less for them.
Do you think that this is the end of the whole racial politics? Because I remember Landrieu saying that, you know, President Obama couldn't get his policies passed because he was black, and Southern folks didn't like women and that sort of thing. So you think that this will be the end of that type of political propaganda?
Ellen?
It's really, I mean, you know, again, I these are big, broad questions. I don't have the answers to that. It's above my pay grade.
It's above my pay grade. That's why I asked you, Ellen.
I think that right now you're seeing more racial politics than ever before. Ironically, this morning they were talking about what was going on in the country. I thought, can you imagine? Racial politics are worse. They're going to unleash all the documents that are going to hurt the people who have covert jobs. So the military is in danger. Citizens are in danger. The economy is in the tank. We've had an incredible reign with this guy in power.
No, I don't believe that to be the case. But and that's another thing. Folks have eyes, in my humble opinion. They can see that the country is not going in a good direction. And I think that, more than anything, hurt Landrieu. I think that folks have eyes.
I mean, folks have
eyes.
Well,
you know, I think, look, people want change. They're grabbing at anything they can. They're asking that this guy, who, by the way, is a physician, who's very conservative, to step in here. I just think, you know, he's going to be out in 6 years.
Nah, he's my people. He's going to be there for a while. But the thing is, my people, los conservativos, they're going to be in there for a while. The problem is that you are going to have a lot of turmoil in the Democratic Party. They're going to be like college kids leaving a dorm. They're going to try to wreck the House and wreck the Senate before they take off. So it's in shambles. And so that the Republicans have to struggle when they come in, which is just around the corner.
And speaking of college campuses, two stories, and I hope we have time to get to both of them. The first one is the Rolling Stones article on UVA. What do you think about that? I mean, and in the broader question, the fact that a lot of times just the allegation of a rape is enough to, you know, just decimate a guy's college career. We had a incident here in North Dakota where a guy was accused of this. They expelled him, told him he could never come back to UND, and it was found out that the police actually issued a warrant for the girl's arrest because of all the lies that she told and the fact that she gave false information and all of this stuff, and he was exonerated, but he could never go back to UND. So what do we do as a country to make sure things like this do not happen?
Well, you certainly raise the standard for journalism when they're covering serious issues like rape.
Yeah.
Nobody takes that frivolously, but you also have to remember people's rights are and reputations and careers and the school and all of that. If they're guilty, then hold them guilty. But you got to raise the standard of journalism. Rolling Stone ruined themselves.
Ellen, do you agree with that?
Well, I think they were not careful, but, you know, we all make mistakes in this business, and I think they'll come back just fine.
I think that their credibility has been seriously damaged. The thing, and it really is the university now that's taking the proactive response, and that they are going into the, you know, all these fraternities and holding them to a standard about the issue on date rape, drugs, et cetera. But Rolling Stone used to be out there, and they were a must read because they were great, great journalists. I haven't heard whether the person's going to be fired who did the article.
Right. And you got to also think about the fact that this is a law, they have an awesome law program there. You think that there are going to be lawsuits coming down the pipe?
Oh, my gosh. You didn't ask whether Ellen saw Prince William and Kate out there in New York.
Yeah, I did.
They're going to a Nets game tonight. I know my brother and sister-in-law. My sister-in-law wants to sit near them. But in any case, I'm not going to that game.
And Scott Hannon is out there in New York right now. I wonder if he's going to see the Royal.
Wednesday.
What's that?
I'm going to see Scotty on Wednesday.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Big North Dakota kudos. And I'm wondering if Scotty's going to go out there. If that's he's out there with a bunch of folks from the Farm Bureau, and they have a package together, and a lot of North Dakotans are going to be out there. I wonder if they're going to see the royal family while they're out there. So that'd be cool for him to come back and talk about.
Terribly exciting, actually, darling.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing them. You know, I mean, a little royalty,
a nice
little nostalgia. What's...
You know, they're all a nice couple, Ian. He's almost as nice as you.
Thanks for that. It's my southern hospitality. Thanks for coming to the Common Sense Club and dispensing a little common sense for the folks. We'll be right back with my next guest, Michelle Lent.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. My favorite is the Griswold Christmas Package. We're talking about an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, and so much more. You'll have a blast. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the Griswold Christmas package, the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com. Just click on packages, and the stress relief is free. You choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Do you ever wake up, you read the news items, the headlines and that sort of thing, and it leaves you scratching your head and you're like, where has all the common sense gone? Where is it? I mean, sometimes it seems like you're living in this topsy-turvy world where black is white, up is down, wet is dry. It's just nuts. And you hear things like, you know, a boy suing a high school for not letting them use the girls' restroom, and he wins. He wins $75,000 in quote-unquote damages. And you're just like, has this country gone to bats, or to the baddie, anyway? And then you hear stories like what happened last week with the Minnesota High School League adopting this new policy for transgendered. Basically, what it does is it allows boys who identify as being girls, and now, you know, it's this new thing, gender identity. So the gender that God gave you, or Gaia, if you're a nature person, gave you, it's not good enough, so you're a... So they're changing the entire structure to accommodate. And it, one of the things that just makes me crazy is the fact that even with a very liberal study by the National Center for Lesbian Rights, says only about 5 transgender students in the entire country each year ask to be on teams of the opposite sex. So was this even needed, and is it safe? And to help me answer some of those questions and to get through a lot of the propaganda that we've heard, I have Michelle Lentz, and she's with the Child Protection League Action, to kind of parse out the myths from the facts. So I want to welcome Michelle to the Common Sense Club.
Hi, Leon. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, not a problem. Love talking to folks with common sense, you know, in a world that is bereft of that. And if you have a question or a comment for Michelle, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live on air. So the first question I want to ask you, just right out of the box, do you think that little boys playing little girls' sports is safe for the little girls?
Are you asking me?
I am asking. I'm asking you.
Well, CPL Action clearly has concerns about this policy. I mean, the fact that we took out two full-page ads in the Star Tribune, and then, I think we took out ads twice, so we're talking about 16 ads across the state. Clearly we have concerns about what they have done, and we have not hesitated to just be very direct with the people that that there are privacy concerns, there are safety concerns, there's fairness concerns with Title IX, and, you know, the College of Pediatricians has set, put out a letter that we obtained from them. And Liberty Counsel put out a legal opinion that we obtained from them. We did everything we could, and the people of the state also spoke up in huge opposition to this policy. But the Minnesota State High School League turned a deaf ear on all of that.
And that's something else I want to make sure that the folks understand. Every poll that I saw said common sense ruled that folks did not want this policy, yet in the media, the perception is that this is overwhelmingly a popular thing. I spoke the other day. I referenced that picture that I saw in the, I think, the Trib. And it showed this lone woman standing there with surrounded by all of these folks with their that supported this. But in the exact same article, the polling said that 80% of the folks did not want this.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of leaves you scratching your head. What I want to ask you, though, we've heard a lot of misinformation, a lot of propaganda surrounding this. And one of my social media questions were, do you know the five myths surrounding this ruling, I guess, this policy change? And a lot of folks have no clue. So I wanted to bring you on to clear some of those up. There are some myths out there. There's false statements out there, and I want to go through them and enumerate them. So false statement number one would be?
Well, the first false statement that we've been addressing is that, and this comes right from the Minnesota State High School League and then numerous media outlets continuing to put out there that a supposedly 32 other states have transgender policies, and there is just no way you can come up to 32. And we decided to, in exhaustively researching that, the one organization that ought to know, because they're pushing for these policies, is GLSEN, the Gay Lesbian Education Straight Education Network, and in 2013 they put out a picture that showed 9 states having specific transgender athletic policies. That no matter how broad you brush it, there just is not 32. And even yesterday I read an article from NPR and they cited 24. So, you know, what is it? It's clearly not 32.
So it's clearly not 32, but that's what we're being spoon-fed. On my social media over the weekend, someone quoted, and not just one person, a couple of folks said that, you know, 30-some-odd states have already adopted this and blah, blah, blah. But it's not that. And it gets even it's a lot more in-depth than that. They are using states or schools that adopted bullying policies to kind of misrepresent the facts there, aren't they?
Yeah, and states that have a Human Rights Act, which actually, like in Minnesota, the Human Rights Act says that it is not discriminatory for a school to segregate their teams between male and female. And so to say, you know, well, if you have a Human Rights Act, you know, then you have a transgender athletic policy, it's more than disingenuous. It's just a false statement. And, you know, we should make sure that everybody's aware of, certainly in Minnesota, the way it is right now. Students,
absolutely,
all students have access and the opportunity to play high school sports, including transgender students. And we defend their right to play high school athletics according to their biological sex. Boys play on boys' teams, and Title IX and Minnesota state law does not allow boys to play on girls' teams.
And why do you think that is?
Yeah, let's talk about safety. Let's talk about equal opportunity and access for female athletes. The concerns about privacy, all of this is you know, you say common sense. I think most people understand it's just common sense.
And that's one of the things to me, and I brought this up over the weekend, we have just become detached from reality, in my opinion. I mean, some of the things that we're discussing, they're just so ludicrous that it just leaves you scratching your head. I do want to make sure that we get to this point, and I know I'm skipping a bit, but the folks out there that believe that, you know, well, my kid is in a private school or a Catholic school or a religious school. My own kids here in North Dakota, they are in a Catholic school. Are our kids safe from this type of policy?
Oh, absolutely not. First of all, in Minnesota, the private and religious schools that participate in the Minnesota State High School League, any homeschoolers that participate in the high school league activities, you know, are told that they can, that they are exempt from this policy. But if you are a school that does not have a transgender policy and you go to compete at a school that does, you will abide by the policy at that school. If they have a transgender student on the team, your option is you play the team, you forfeit the game, or leave the league. And I don't think that's an exemption in any way, shape, or form.
I don't either. Wow. And what if you're a religious school and you have a transgendered kid from the other school, and you're like, okay, we're going to play them. Where does that kid change clothes or
right.
Or takes a shower or whatever? I mean, and again, it's the misinformation that's out there that what do we do, you know, to stop things like this? And it's over there in Minnesota, just a matter of time before they start pushing this in North Dakota. And I've been one of those guys that have been speaking out against the bullying policies and the bullying legislation, because I'm one of those slippery slope guys, and I see what's going to happen here. So what do we do to make sure that things like this do not happen in North Dakota?
Well, it's a tall order for parents and adults to stay informed and stay vigilant, and that's why organizations such as CPL Action are so important, because we get that information to people. So in this regard, even in North Dakota and your listeners that are in Minnesota, we just encourage them to go to cplaction.com, sign the petition there opposing this policy, sign up for the email updates, because we will keep you informed. You can go to our website. The letter from Liberty Council is there. The letter from the pediatricians is there. I mean, there is compelling testimony opposing this, and people need to be aware of what the arguments are opposing these policies, because even in other states, they are probably going to get the misinformation that has been put out in Minnesota.
Okay, something else, I mean, I know you touched on it lightly, Title IX. How does this protect transgendered students, or does it protect transgendered students? And what actually does it do? Does it violate existing laws? What's going on there when we hear about Title IX?
Title IX is a provision in the federal code of law that basically guarantees fair and equal access to sports for women. And the proponents of this policy,
Michelle, can you give me one more segment? Do you have time for that?
Sure. Thanks, Leon.
Good deal. That's Michelle Lentz, and she's with CPL Action, and we're talking about the new transgender policy over there in Minnesota. We'll be right back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Try before you buy. Hundreds have, and most of them have bought, the Miracle Chair. The Miracle Massage Chair, which you can see online at MiracleChair.net. You'll actually see a video of yours truly in the Miracle Chair. Or you can call 701-746-9950. It is the perfect Christmas gift. Jerry Breyer, why do you love the Miracle Chair so much?
You know, it's totally relaxing, particularly for over-the-road travel. You know, truck drivers and that kind of occupation where they're taking a lot of beating in their back and so forth. This chair will relax you. Back pain comes from muscle tightness. And if you can keep those muscles free and loose, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to have a much better outlook. Your attitude is going to be positive. It's just, like it says, a miracle chair.
Zero gravity, relaxing heat therapy, full body massage. It detects your body shape and custom designs a massage for you. Call Jerry Breyer and his team now. 701-746-9950. Try it before you buy it. Online at miraclechair.net.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back, welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're having a discussion about the Minnesota State High School League's vote to approve the new guidelines for transgender students in sports. And when we left off before the break, Michelle and I, and Michelle is Michelle Lentz, and she's with CPL Action. We were talking about Title IX and the fact that the Title IX laws, they're clear, very clear on limiting girls' sports team to girls, and the fact that this is not discrimination, and that the fact that those laws were enacted specifically to protect and promote girls' sports, and how they're damaging that, pretty much turning it on its head. And I'm going to let you finish up the point that you were making on that. But I also want to ask you, where is this coming from? Is it coming from a leftist group out in, Kickapoo, Oregon or something another? Or is it coming from straight from the top, straight from Washington, D.C.? So let's finish up your thoughts on the Title IX and whether or not it helps or harms the promotion of female sports, and then we're going to go right to the source.
Sure. The letter from Liberty Council is very direct to the Minnesota State High School League, and it says in essence that their assertion that Title IX requires that Minnesota high schools permit a student athlete to participate on an opposite sex athletic team is completely inaccurate. And you used the phrase, turning the law on its head. Liberty Council uses that phrase in their letter as well. They state nothing in Title IX justifies or allows the Minnesota State High School League policy that requires boys who feel like they are girls to play on the girls' team. And so we want to make sure that schools understand you reminded me of this when you brought up that this is a guidance, and in the specific writing of the document of the policy, they say that it is guidance. However, the president of the Minnesota State High School League said to the press that this amounts to a policy mandated on the schools, and this is where we think it's very important for schools to understand that they have pitted this policy against existing state and federal laws, and schools really should not adopt this policy or insert it into their handbook. They let this go right back to the high school league through the appeals process and let them carry the legal liability for what they have done, but schools are not required to adopt this. And then to get to your second point, where is this coming from? The Office of Civil Rights, basically the federal government under the Obama administration, is telling high school leagues across the country that under their interpretation of Title IX, they need to do this. But the Minnesota State High School League, according to Liberty Council, is redefining terms without the authority to do so. And in doing that, they are turning Title IX on its head.
Wow. So this is coming straight from, there's no surprise there. It's coming straight from the top, straight from Washington, straight from this administration. I want to make sure I get to the some of the voicemails that have been rolling in. So let's play Larry's. Do we have that voicemail cue?
Leon.
Okay.
I can explain the transgender hassles. Just check out the goals of communism, number 17, number 22, number 24, number 25, and number 26. They explain it.
Oh, wow. I'm done. See, now he's given me homework. I'm going to have to go and check that out and then come back later and, clarify. So we got to two of the falsehoods, the false statements, and I think we have time for at least one more. So if there's one other one, we went to the fact that the religious schools are not exempt. We also spoke about 32 other states that have transgender athletic policies. That's a falsehood. If there's one more that you really want the folks to understand, what would that be?
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that the legislature advised the Minnesota State High School League, or at least three members of the legislature, our Senate minority leader, they advised them to set this aside and let the legislature take it up. They advised them that they were in conflict with Minnesota state law. And now I just read a recent story Joyce Pepin, who is going to be in the leadership, the majority leader in the Minnesota House, also weighed in her concerns about the decision and the autonomy now of this non-elected board. And so, you know, they are seeing that this board is lacking legislative oversight. And it was stated in the meeting on Thursday that the board was advised to just get this resolved, when in fact, that is not what members of the legislature were saying to them. They were saying, you don't have the authority to do this. You need to let the legislature take this up.
Dishonesty all the way around. Thank you, Michelle Lynch, for everything that you guys do over there at the Child Protection League Action. And we're definitely going to have you back on the show. Stay tuned for more. Stay tuned for What's On Your Mind coming up after this.
800-228-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.